G'day, Mon. How are you?
Not too bad.
Yes, it's very nippy outside, isn't it?
It is nippy, but excited for today, for the Darebin protest parade.
Oh yes, I know. It's a very grand event. I love the idea of bring your family, bring your friends, bring your dogs. Fantastic stuff. Tell us
It is.
what's going to happening.
It's a very ambitious event, but really excited for it. So we are, despite the warnings from the Prime Minister and several other senior Labor figures, we are going to not just one, but three Labor MPs' offices today in a protest parade, we're calling it. We are marching from Preston to Northcote, starting at Nathan Lambert's office. He is the state member for Preston Reservoir, then going on to Jed Carney's office, and then finishing up at CAT senior offices. That's very hard to say.
I know.
CAT senior offices office in Northcote. So we're starting off at 11 a.m. in Preston. At each location, we've got speakers, we've got performers and musicians. We are telling people that, bring your kids, bring your dogs. This is a protest. We're angry, but we also want it to be a celebration of Palestinian culture. We have lots of Palestinian speakers and performers, and we want it to be really a defiant celebration of Darebin residents as well.
Well, one of the things that's been stated by Federal Labor is that it's only a minority voice, and it's these nasty types, and really it's over on the other side of the world, and what are you carrying on about? So in actual fact, having a march that is inclusive is very important, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to show that this movement, isn't just a fringe movement. This is a mass movement of people of all backgrounds and cultures and religions and ages. And we really want to demonstrate that today too. And of course, it does matter to what is happening here. I mean, for one, it's a genocide, right? Like,
Yeah, there's
like
there's no pride in
exactly. It's
genocide.
like the people saying, why are you protesting a genocide? But it's just ridiculous. But obviously, of course, our Labor government at both federal and state level are complicit in this. The Victorian government has contracts with the Israeli Defence Force. We fund weapons manufacturers. So it is really obviously relevant. Yeah, and that's why we're targeting MPs' offices.
Well, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because you can walk from Preston right through to Northcote because there are Labor MPs in all those areas. And the areas that we're walking in are the areas where there is a high level of members of families that have been moved to Australia out of the Middle East because of war.
Yes, yeah, that's right. We do have a higher population, Middle Eastern population in the northern suburbs, and that is important as well, absolutely.
Well, the thing is that we see, like there was a war in Lebanon and the devastation. There was a war in Syria. There's the devastation. We see the war in Yemen. We see the war all right across. And of course, then we see the pummeling of the Palestinians and this notion that occupied people are less important than the occupiers. And
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, this is where what it's all about, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. That's right. That's right. That. And we are also a country that is occupied as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, it's not like that saying that we're all Palestinians is not really pulling a long bow because actually, if you can do this in Palestine, you can do this anywhere.
Yes, absolutely. What is happening is just such an affront, really, to people everywhere. That's right. If it can happen there, it can happen anywhere. this is supposedly the only democracy in the Middle East, as they keep saying. Look what they're doing. With full support of the Australian government.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. I mean, as they say each week, why isn't the Israeli ambassador being expelled, really?
That is one of our demands for Jed Carney. That's one of the demands we'll be calling for when we visit her office, is that she pressure her government to expel the Israeli ambassador, as several other countries around the world have done. So
tell me, what are the other demands?
So for Jed Carney, our demand really is that she just speaks up, that she actually, you know, puts her meaningless words into action. She calls herself a friend of Palestine, but as we know, she didn't bother to show up when there was the vote put forward by the Greens to recognise Palestinian statehood. So we're demanding that she actually puts her actions into words to break with party lines, speak up, as she calls herself a friend for Palestine, to actually, you know, do that. We want sanctions on Israel. We want boycotts. We want Jed also to recognise Palestinian statehood. We want Gazan refugees who are arriving in Melbourne now to be given full visas and support and economic support. And I guess of the two state MPs, where the demands we're making of them is similar, you know, speak up. We want, if particularly for Victoria, the Victorian state's MPs, so for Nathan and Kat, we want to cut all ties with Israel, so cancel those MOUs, cancel those contracts with Elbit Systems, weapons out of NAM. We don't want weapon parts being made in our state.
Yes, and of course, freedom of speech is at issue here as well. I just noted that one of the ANU students who was part of the Occupy group camp encampment in ANU in Canberra has been expelled by the ANU, and this is underlying the tremulous nature of free speech in Australia.
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing that, you know, we've seen that happen over the last 9 months, really, haven't we, that people are losing their jobs for speaking out against genocide, against war crimes. What happened to that student is everyone should be really concerned about that. That still, you know, 9 months into a genocide, you can still be expelled or lose a job about speaking up for what is right.
So we're talking to Mon. She's from Darabin for Palestine, who have organised a protest parade. Can you tell us a little bit about who are Darabin for Palestine?
Yeah, sure. So we came together, I think November, like not long after everything happened. We came together around when we campaigned for the Darabin Council to pass a pro-Palestine motion and to fly the Palestinian flag at the Preston Town Hall. So we came together over that, but since then we've organised several actions at Jed Carney's office. We've had a sit-in at Kat's office in Northgate. We attend, all the various different demos and rallies and protests across Melbourne together. But really our focus is on our local MPs, local Labor MPs.
Yeah. It's act locally, think globally, and which is, you know, never grows that slogan. Can you give my listeners an idea of what they should do to become part of the parade? I mean, of course, with a parade like this, people can enter at any point, and they can bring a packed lunch, and they can bring hats, and they can bring the warm clothes and water as well.
Yes, that's right. As I said, it is quite an ambitious march, but it is only, it's less than 3 kilometres. Look, it seems like a long way.
Yeah, you get all your steps in.
sound long, but it's not. But yeah, people can join at any point. If you look us up on Instagram, Darabin for Palestine, we've got the times and locations listed there. But 11 a.m. at 352 Bell Street, Preston, is where we're starting. So you can jump in there. You can jump in at Jed Carney's office a little bit later on. You can jump in anywhere along High Street. Or join us at the end at Kat's office. But, you know, do the whole march. It's the least we can do. It's less than 3 kilometres. Put your runners on or your hiking boots on, rug up. There's plenty of supportive businesses along the way as well. So that's the other thing that we were able to do, is to talk to all the businesses along High Street. And there's so many that are supporting this too. So, you know, go in and show them some love by buy lunch there, buy coffee on the way, come and join. It's going to be a great day. And I don't think it's going to rain today. I think it's going to be a lovely day.
I don't think so either. I think that angels are on your side.
Yes. So, yeah, check us out on Darabin for Palestine on Instagram for all the location and time details.
Thanks very much for talking to us this morning, Mon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.